This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. In Iraq, as the ballot count continues, early indications show strong support for Shiite Islamic parties with links to Iran. A national victory is likely to increase the role of religion in Iraq. In the chaos following the overthrow of the regime of Saddam Hussein, Shiite Islamist parties stepped in to control key institutions in Baghdad and in the south of the country. They have largely held on to that power. NPR's Deborah Amos reports from Basra that the new government may be unwilling or unable to challenge them.
At the Children's and Maternity Hospital, Dr. Mohammed Nasser insists his hospital is the exception to religious party rule. When Islamist parties demanded control, which they did in every other hospital in the city, Dr. Nasser stood against them.
Because they want to be the responsible, the boss. They want an office in the hospital.
They wanted an office?
Yes. Their idea about life is wrong.
Hospitals have been among the targets of Islamist parties so they can associate themselves with working institutions to impose strict religious rules on the staff and to ensure jobs for party members. Dr. Nasser's idea is to run an efficient, clean hospital. On the children's ward, there are bright plastic sunflowers along the corridors. There are no pictures of clerics on the wall. No party militias operating inside the hospital. Dr. Nasser hired his own security force to keep them out.
And I prevent them from entering the hospital by force.
But even he has been threatened. When a male nurse was caught watching pornographic films on overnight duty, Dr. Nasser promptly fired him. In retaliation, the nurse accused him of tearing up a picture of Muqtada al-Sadr, the leader of a radical Islamist group, and threatened to take him to religious court. But Dr. Nasser won the argument when his staff backed him up.
The Sadr group came to me that why you have transferred this good boy from the hospital. He is one of our men. I told him, please sit down. This is the document. This is the witness against him.
The Ministry of Health in Baghdad has ordered Islamist parties out of other hospitals. But so far, nothing has changed in Basra. Dr. Nasser believes the recent elections, with a large turnout here, could make a difference.
And now I and many people want to make something good for Iraqi people can speak loudly.
Really? You feel stronger?
Yes, of course. They know there will be rules, a powerful government that can stop them.
But can the new government rein in the parties and their militias? In Basra, Islamist militias guard the oil ministry. At the university, competing militias control the north and south campus. The local police do not challenge them. But on election day, the Basra police showed they could keep order, despite 40 attempts to disrupt the vote and 3 thwarted attacks on the southern oil fields. Taha El-Tamimi, an Iraqi working at the British Embassy, says the election was a turning point.
The police, they earn a lot of respect from people. A lot of people saying if they can do it by themselves, in this very sensitive event, they can protect the whole country.
Which raises questions about the British forces stationed in Basra. Is it now time for them to leave? Have the police and the Iraqi army made enough progress to protect the south on their own? Some Iraqis demand a withdrawal soon. Not yet, says newspaper editor Juliana Daoud Youssef.
They speak about ending occupation in a very easy way, but people like us in between, which are the majority, will be lost, really, will be killed.
The people in between include those who want to curb the power of the Islamist parties on the local level. The election showed the Iraqi police here are stronger, but the elections also showed the strength of the Shiite Islamist parties. Deborah Amos, NPR News.